You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, Hour 1 on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Certain fan bases weren't happy yesterday. News came out, J.J. Watt made his decision. He's not going back home to Wisconsin with the Packers, joining the new and improved Buffalo Bills, maybe the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, reunited with his brother in Pittsburgh. He chose the Arizona Cardinals. Got the hopes up in places like Buffalo and Green Bay, certainly, and maybe a nice addition and could have put those teams over the top. And some critics say, oh, you chose money over playing for a championship. Imagine if you joined the Kansas City Chiefs. What would we say about J.J. Watt? Oh, okay. You're like the Kevin Durant of the NFL. You got to join somebody else to win a championship. All I know is the NFL is year to year. When you think about Tom Brady joined the Buccaneers, I mean, think back on that. When he joined the Buccaneers, at the time, did you realize they had made the playoffs since 2007? Then they go and win the Super Bowl. But at the time, we thought, oh, okay, gets to play in Florida, get away from New England weather. Bruce Arians, a fun coach to play for, offensive-minded guy, former quarterback in college. Got some weapons there. We just thought it was a nice story. And then people realized, oh, Tampa's got a top five defense. Tom had done his homework, and he was going to have a larger say in how good the Buccaneers were because Jameis Winston was holding them back. Well, they win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying J.J. Watt is going to help Arizona win the Super Bowl. Let's see if they make the playoffs first. And they were a team that lost eight games last year. Five of the eight were by one score. Does J.J. Watt help in that category? I guess. I mean, they did score. They outscored the opposition. Get Kyler Murray another year. You got Chandler Jones, Buda Baker. Maybe Larry Fitzgerald comes back. DeAndre Hopkins. Okay. But I think what Arizona did is the Bidwells went out and got him. The owner. He went and picked him up. Said, we want you. Maybe that's all it needed. Now, he got paid, got guaranteed money there. But here's where the Texans made yet another mistake, because they misread the market. The number of teams interested in J.J. Watt, this is where the Texans probably should have taken some calls on J.J. Watt. You could have gotten some draft picks here. That's what they keep trying to acquire, draft picks. Maybe you get a third rounder, maybe second rounder. You get all these teams bidding against each other. I think the Texans misread the market because how many teams? I didn't know the Colts were interested. I didn't know Arizona was interested. We knew Cleveland was. We knew Green Bay was. We knew the Titans were. And then all of a sudden, so there's five teams. Put it out there on the open market. See what we get. Maybe you get a couple of draft picks there. All I know is you didn't get anything. And J.J. goes to Arizona now, two-year deal. Their odds didn't jump up in Vegas, you know, because he's a defensive player who's 32 years of age. This isn't a quarterback. A quarterback will change the odds, not a defensive player, or at least this defensive player. If Aaron Donald changed teams and went to Seattle, Seattle's Super Bowl odds would improve dramatically. But he goes to a team that we're not used to seeing be successful or get these kind of players. They had their run with Kurt Warner. But keep in mind, when they got Kurt Warner was kicked to the curb by the Giants. People didn't know that he was going to have, you know, this resurgence latter part of his career. And because of that, became a Hall of Famer. But Texans could have misread the market there, could have gotten something in return, but J.J. Watt surprised everybody, I think, yesterday as I was ready to leave the man cave. Paulie goes, it's in. J.J., I, you know what? Got a great source. It's J.J. Watt who's reporting where he's going. And he goes, it's not one of the teams that you thought. And I go, Chicago Bears. Like, we just started throwing out teams. We weren't quite sure. Okay, it's not the teams that we thought. And Paulie says Arizona. And I go, Arizona? Okay. Now, if you haven't been to Arizona this time of the year, you should try it. It's a wonderful place. Maybe not for you in July and August, but this time of the year, certainly beautiful. That's another thing. When you go visit a school, when you're being recruited, when you go to Syracuse, you know, it's probably important that you go maybe not in the wintertime. You know, certain places that you go and you go, hey, come on in. You want to see what the city's all about, the surroundings are all about. You know, if you went to Buffalo last week, you might go, no, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then you go to Arizona. The owner sends his private plane. He's on the private plane. You got your new wife. You may say, hey, this is where we want to live. Maybe it's lifestyle there for him. But as far as chasing the money, the reports are he could have made more money in at least two of the other places there. It may just be lifestyle. Maybe something as simple as that. I thought if I'm Kansas City, I make a run at him. And I wondered if JJ would play for a team. Has obviously a great chance to win a Super Bowl. How important is that for him? I don't know. But he got where he wanted to go. He had the opportunities to go to these other places. And here he is. He's an Arizona Cardinal paired with Chandler Jones. Buda Baker in there. I don't know if, you know, you look at that defense and where it ranks in that division, but, you know, you're going to get some people's attention. And the fact they were 8-8, you know, if they're a 10-6 team, you make the playoffs. I don't know what San Francisco is going to be like because they can't decide on who is going to be the quarterback that replaces Jimmy G. The Rams, I think, are going to be formidable. Seattle, I'm not quite sure with the drama going on in the offseason, but maybe it gets into the playoffs, and maybe that's enough for him. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Here is J.J. Watt after signing with the Cardinals.
I'm very excited. My wife and I are very excited to be here. Mr. Bidwell, Steve, everybody here has been unbelievable so far, and I'm just excited to get started. I'm very excited to get started, get to work, get to know the people of Arizona, and to go to work to try and help win a championship. And the one thing that I can promise you is I'm going to work my ass off every single day to make you proud. And I'm very proud to be a part of the Bird Gang in the Red Sea. So let's get started.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. A little bit more enthusiastic J.J. Watt with a Wattism. I just know one thing. I'm going to work my ass off, make you proud. We're good guys. Who's with me? We're good-ass dudes. Who's with me? Let's go. On three. Yeah, Paul.
He dropped and did 40 push-ups right after that interview, right on the tarmac.
Of course he did. This program brought to you by Built Bar. 16 grams of protein, low calorie, low carb, and tastes great. Tastes better than a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20, 20% off your first order.
I have a little more audio from JJ.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Hey, the philosophy of this squad is off the field, we're good-ass dudes. We're nice guys. We do the right thing. On the field, when you step on the field, you're the baddest on the planet, and together we're the baddest f-ing team on the planet, and that's the way we're gonna attack every f-ing day. I don't care who walks into our building, I don't care whose building we walk into, we're the baddest f-ing out there. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3,
Texans. Oh, dang. See? Sorry, I thought that was yesterday.
That
darn
was
it.
Not yesterday. Sorry. Not yesterday. Cardinals odds didn't move in Vegas. Arizona 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. 20-1 to win the NFC. That's tied for the eighth best odds. But JJ turns 32 on March 22nd. And, you know, he's a future Hall of Famer. A lot of injuries there. He's going to be an old 32 when he lines up to start this season. But fun little diversion from all the quarterback controversy with JJ Watt signing. McLovin, you got a poll question for me?
Yeah, I have some J.J. Watt questions.
Okay.
I want to start with this one, a little legacy question. Right. At their peak, who would you rather have, J.J. Watt or Aaron Donald?
Well, I don't know if I've seen Aaron Donald at his peak yet.
Well, he's about to turn 30, got hurt at the end of last year. Science says he will. You've seen his peak.
Yes. I think J.J. was more disruptive or got more publicity for being more disruptive. Because he's knocking down passes, you know, intercepting passes. it felt like J.J. Watt got a lot of attention with the way he played. Aaron Donald, I think, quietly, surprisingly, became the defensive player, the best defensive player.
I feel like Donald got some recognition the last year or two. Kind of like on primetime games, everyone sort of focused on him a little bit.
No? Yeah, but how long has he been the best defensive player? We just didn't recognize him as the best defensive player.
I think there were probably 3 years where he was the best guy, but nobody recognized him.
Well, we talked about the coach. We talked about the coach and the quarterback. We weren't talking about Aaron Donald. I think Aaron Donald was right in front of us. We chose not to recognize him as the best defensive player. First of all, he's not doing endorsements, not a self-promoter. You're not focusing on him on the sidelines. All of these things that J.J. Watt was able to do, he garnered a lot of attention. And I think because of that, Aaron Donald is not at the level of J.J. Watt, but I think part of that is just brand recognition, that people sort of people know J.J. Watt. I think you got to know football to know Aaron Donald. And the position he plays, it's not a glamour marquee position. He's a defensive lineman. He's not a defensive, he's not an edge rusher. But he disrupts as many plays, if not more so, than J.J. Watt did. Because when you're an edge rusher, you feel like everything you do is built upon getting to the quarterback. As, Aaron Donald gets to the quarterback, but his job is to disrupt everything in the middle of that line and make the quarterback uncomfortable going up the middle. Not glamorous, and you got to watch him with his greatness, but J.J. was larger than life there. And look, three-time defensive player of the year, and he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, McLovin.
So I'm looking at the list of defensive player of the year. There's only three guys who've won it three times. J.J.,
LT.
Aaron Donald last year, and LT.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Aaron Donald and J.J. Watt are better than Reggie White and Ray Lewis. I'm curious how that ended up being. Like, Reggie White didn't win more than twice? That seems funny to me.
Yeah, you can make a case that Reggie White is the best pass rusher of all time. Now, might not have the numbers there, but you can make a case. And also, keep in mind, when Reggie White signed with Green Bay, like, that was the first time it felt like in free agency you went, wow, anything is possible. Because you went Green Bay, and Reggie White went there at the end of his career. You see these guys when they leave. When do they leave? And then what kind of impact do they have when they go to another team? And Reggie had a huge impact when he went to the Packers. Yeah, Paul.
Lawrence Taylor's last 3 or 4 years, he was injured and beat up and wasn't Lawrence Taylor. He was an all-pro as a rookie. I mean, it's so rare to be all-pro as a rookie. I think Quentin Nelson's the only guy around these days. Lawrence Taylor was 6 for 6. His first 6 years, 6 times All-Pro. eight of his first 10 years, All-Pro. Not Pro Bowl, All-Pro.
Also, when you start to look at sack numbers, there's more opportunities here. And if you played back in the 60s or 70s, first of all, they weren't keeping track of sacks back then. But now you're throwing 50 times in a game. And you never did that. Like, if you threw 25 times back in the 60s and 70s, that felt like an awful lot. A quarterback truly managed a game back then. And that's why you didn't have quarterbacks throw 30 touchdowns in a season. Now it feels like everybody should be thrown for 4,000 yards and at least 25 to 30 touchdowns. And everybody should be completing 65% of their passes. It's a pass-happy league. Therefore, you're going to get more opportunities for sacks. Chandler Jones has almost 100 sacks. Isn't that amazing? And if you look at his numbers compared to J.J. Watt over the last, 5 to 6 years, it's really close in what they've done. Now, J.J.'s been injured, but nobody knows Chandler Jones. I mean, you have to be a football fan to know Chandler Jones, but you get one. I mean, is he a Hall of Famer? How many guys have had 100 sacks in their career and not made it into the Hall of Fame? I'd be curious. Yeah, McLovin.
Just real quick on Aaron Donald, though. He was second in the league in sacks, but he did it from the inside. That's crazy.
Yes, but
nobody does that, though. Even Watt.
He's more disruptive than any other defensive player. because it's up the middle.
Yeah.
Up the middle changes everything. If you're an edge rusher, I double you and I can keep you away. Up the middle, Aaron Donald is wreaking havoc. And it, you know, Warren Sapp was able to do this. There's certain guys who play, you know, interior defensive line, but to create, I'd rather have Aaron Donald in the middle than I would J.J. Watt on the wing, because up the middle, now I make the quarterback move one way or another. On the edge, I double you, and you know, I can always, I can still stay in the pocket there, and that's why I think what Aaron Donald does is not glamorous, but he is, you know, he's a Hall of Famer because of this, you know, winning 3 Defensive Players of the Year award. All right, any other poll questions, suggestions there, McLovin?
Yeah, and by the way, we're pulling that stat on 100 sacks. It's really kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm just curious if somebody got to 100 and they're not considered a Hall of Famer or potential Hall of Famer. Yeah, Paulie?
I've got the list all time. There's a bunch of guys over 100, but the line of demarcation is about 120 sacks. Okay. Of the guys with over more than 120 sacks, there's certain guys that might not go to the Hall of Fame, like John Abraham has 133. Mm. Jared Allen has 136. They're in the era of the passing era, so they got more opportunity. Leslie O'Neal, 132. They're probably not going to the Hall of Fame. Terrell Suggs, 139, he probably is.
T. Suggs will.
DeMarcus Ware has 138. He probably is.
Yeah.
Robert, then there's a bunch of guys at the 120 mark, like Robert Mathis and Simeon Rice and Clyde Simmons and Sean Jones. They're not going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so maybe it is 120, 125 right. In that area.
But then there's, you know, if you, the pace that Chandler Jones is on right now, he's flying to 120.
But how old is he?
30. He was the youngest player in the league his first year, and the Patriots let him go. Remember he had some troubles walking in the police department in Boston, and they moved on easily and didn't pay him.
Yeah.
He's better shape than his brother is. John Jones.
John Jones, yeah.
One guy, Dwight Freeney's a Hall of Famer, right?
Is he?
He's not in yet. I just looked. I don't know if he's when he's eligible. He played forever. That's probably the problem.
125 sacks.
But yeah. Mathis, Robert Mathis, does not feel like a Hall of Famer. He was never a very big star.
No. It felt like Freeney, his style got more attention. Plus, he's a good story. And, you know, I don't vote. Wouldn't want the opportunity to vote on the Hall of Fame. It's a thankless job, but... It feels like if you put Freeney in, you got to put Mathis in, but it feels like Freeney got a lot more attention than Mathis did. Yeah, McLovin.
If we want another poll question, by the way, what's the question for the Cardinals? Are they a Super Bowl contender, question mark, or are they going to make the playoffs? Like, what's the expectation? What's a fair poll?
Well, I would start with just the playoffs because they're 8-8, and they're in a tough division.
Kind of a soft 8-8, I might add.
Really?
Yeah, they had. Remember they jumped out early because they played like all those zero-win teams? And then they beat the Bills on a Hail Mary, and then they disappeared.
Yeah. But you lost a lot of close games. You know, 5 of the 8 were by one score. I think 3 of those were by 3 points or less. Kyler, another year. I don't know how much you can rely on Larry Fitzgerald. You know, do you have a quality running game? Take pressure off Kyler.
Do you trust Cliff? That's what I wonder, because you had some questions when they hired him.
Well, he wasn't a great college coach. So, yeah, I had questions about him. But it feels like they're moving in the right direction. But you got to get that defense together. I guess Patrick Peterson back. Is Hassan Reddick going to be back? You got Buda Baker. You got Chandler Jones. Okay. But, you know, I think there's some question marks there. But yeah, Paulie.
These sack stats are nutty. Just for people don't remember Bruce Smith and Reggie White, Bruce Smith, for his career, has the same amount of sacks as J.J. Watt and Von Miller combined. Those guys are both first ballot Hall of Famers, right? Is that fair to say Von Miller's and J.J. Watt are probably first ballot? Bruce Smith has 200 sacks. Von and J.J. have about 205 together. Reggie White has 198.
And imagine them playing now with the number of opportunities you would get with the number of passing attempts. Whew, be crazy. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning. Good morning to our radio affiliates. Our TV partner is Peacock. Twitter handle @DP Show. We'll come back with our poll question. Phone calls. We'll check in with the Arizona Cardinals coming up a little bit later on. Kyrie Irving is on record as saying there's no tension in Houston when James Harden returns tomorrow. And James Harden getting a lot of attention now for MVP. I'll tell you why he should not. Also, Tua Tagovailoa has an interesting comparison with his former quarterbacking teammate at Alabama, Mac Jones. Have that for you coming up as well. And where Alex Smith should end up, it's a no-brainer. Washington is not going to have him back at age 36. Comeback player of the year, where he should sign, to me, is a no-brainer. 22 after the hour. Just getting started. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. You got to understand what's going on right now. Understanding how cybercrime, identity theft are affecting our lives. I saw where Brad Stevens, the Celtics head coach, lost his identity. He said he got a heads up that somebody said they were trying to open up an account at Target or something. He's like, somebody took my identity there. It affects our lives. It affects everybody. In an instant, a cyber criminal could take what's yours. Hard-earned money, your credit, your reputation. Good thing that there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, your social security number for sale on the dark web. If your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. Now, LifeLock is quick to point this out. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses, but you keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code is Patrick at 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for up to 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Settle on a poll question. I want to thank the great folks at Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond their customization options, cutting-edge tech, their five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans build equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. McLevin, you got a poll question for me?
Yeah, we just decided over here. I don't know if you're going to like it, but what do you think was the ultimate motivation for J.J. Watt? Money, chance to win a title, or lifestyle, which includes weather, obviously?
I'm going to guess it's all of those in his mind, but I don't know what his top priority is.
Or maybe I put D, all of the above. We kind of think lifestyle, because there was equal chances to win a championship other places.
Yeah.
Money other places.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a chance to make more money and have a better chance to win a championship. He just got married. His wife is a professional soccer player in Chicago. Yeah, see.
Strikes me as the kind of fellow, though, who doesn't want to jump into, you know, like, well, they're already a winning team, and now I just want to pick up a ring. I think he wants to pick up a ring, but he also wants to be one of the guys that built it at the same time.
Well, I don't know how long he's going to be around for the built part of this with Arizona. It's a two-year deal. And those injuries at that position, I mean, guys at that age playing that position don't get this kind of contract.
It's like when, you know, the Buccaneers weren't a Super Bowl favored team until Tom Brady got there and then everybody else joined. It's sort of like, oh, JJ's here now. Now everybody else is going to sign with Arizona.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No. That's what I think he's thinking.
Well, he might think
I'm going to be the guy who's going to get everybody in here, and then we're going to win.
No, I don't see that happening. Because Brady is your quarterback, and he's got a history on his side of winning Super Bowls. That's the Pied Piper. JJ, you know, hadn't won anything. Playoff, you know, been in the playoffs, but hadn't won anything. Yeah, McLevin.
Okay. This whole narrative that Tom Brady played GM and got all these great players here, I don't think there was another team that wanted any of those guys. Did anybody want Gronk, Antonio Brown, or Leonard Fournette?
Gronk was not going to play unless Brady came back.
Right.
He played.
But I don't think there was another single team that would have wanted to sign a broken down 32-year-old tight end. Maybe.
Okay. But he did get guys he wanted, whether, you know, somebody wanted them or not. You know, Antonio Brown was the tricky one. Leonard Fournette, at his age, you know, he still had, you know, he had some mileage left. He had some tread left on those tires, as we saw.
I don't think anyone knew that about Fournette until he got there, though, because he got cut, and I'm not sure he had a lot of offers.
Well, I think that he fell out of favor, as most of those players did in Jacksonville. And Leonard was a high draft pick, way too high, and wasn't going to live up to that billing. And then he goes to Tampa. There's no expectations there. They don't even know... Can he beat out Ronald Jones? They brought in LeSean McCoy. Like, they were just trying. They were just saying, hey, we don't know what we have. Let's try some of these guys. And Fournette proved to be great when they needed him in the playoffs. Yes, he...
Right, and that the Brady GM legacy is sealed just because it is. Because those players that you named, that's four touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's they only signed there because Tom Brady was playing there, and then they ended up being all of the points in the Super Bowl. That legacy is sealed. It's written. It's in stone.
Yes, McLevin.
The one time Brady tried to play GM in New England, he got really mad when they traded Logan Mankins. Do you remember that? They traded Logan Mankins. Then it turned out the Patriots were doing a one-over on the team that got him because he was completely injured. He played like three games the rest of his career.
Wasn't that Tampa?
Yeah, it was Tampa, ironically.
Yeah.
So Brady did not have that reputation until this year because the Patriots never let him make any decisions. He never said anything.
Yeah, Paul.
I didn't realize that the Buccaneers had not been to the playoffs in 12 years.
Yeah, so seven. That's why when he went there, I don't know if, you know, people were like, oh my gosh, he's, you know, chasing rings or anything. He went to a franchise that hadn't been there since 07. That's what made it even more amazing. I mean, I was surprised that they won the Super Bowl without Godwin or Evans having a significant role in that game. I think Evans had one catch. But the guys that Brady brought in scored all the touchdowns. Whether, you know, separating fact from fiction, and how 20 years from now to be like, I remember Brady when he was a GM. He was as good as Jerry West with the Lakers. He made all kinds of moves. You know, he didn't, but he got these guys. What Brady did is what few can do, and that is that guy can win a Super Bowl. We know that. And if you're close, then you know you got a chance with him to win a Super Bowl. That's all. I mean, 28-3... We'll never forget that. In the history of the sport, you're down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and Brady helped lead them back, and they won it. So he takes away any doubt, and that's what he gave Tampa. The most important thing he gave is confidence. That confidence going into a game, during a game, that you can win, we will win. Because nobody picked Tampa to beat Kansas City. They were like, oh, this could be a blowout. Because you thought, well, can Tom match Patrick Mahomes? No. But you saw what the reason why Tampa was great, and it'll get lost in history, is their defense. Their defense won this Super Bowl. This defense was the star this season. And Brady complimented the defense, not the other way around. Although history will show... This was Tom Brady. Look at what he did. And it was amazing when you think about it. No offseason workouts. No preseason games. He just went in and eventually I think he had the approach that the Patriots have and Belichick has. Hey, let's not overreact early. Belichick famously has those first four regular season games as sort of an extended preseason. That's when you know what the Patriots are all about after that first month of the season. And I think Brady, whether it's by proxy, conscious or subconscious, was thinking the same thing. Like, we're not a finished product. We're nowhere near that. Let's wait. And you saw what the end result was. Is Antonio Brown back next year? Is Gronk back next year? Leonard Fournette? I have no idea. But he did deliver on what he promised. He promised to be Tom Brady when he arrived. J.J. Watt can't have that kind of impact. No matter how good he is, he could have 15 sacks this year. Brady has the football in his hands. Yeah, Paulie.
But do you think a little bit of that attractiveness of the Cardinals is the Kingsbury style, you know, sunglasses and skinny jeans? I mean, it doesn't seem like the culture of the Texans was so bad you wanted out of there. He didn't have a choice anyway. But it seems like the culture of the Cardinals is pretty good right now. And it hasn't been. The Bidwell family is having a good run the last decade.
Yeah.
But before that they did not have the best rep in the Valley.
Yeah, but don't you think any team he went to was going to be an improvement over the Texans? I mean, even Cleveland with that front office or that ownership, that would have been an improvement. Green Bay would have been an improvement. Vrabel playing for him with Tennessee would have been an improvement there. The Colts, I mean, there are a lot of teams. That's why I still go back to, how is it the Texans didn't understand this and go, maybe we should trade J.J. Watt? I don't know if they tried to, but it feels like these teams would have at least kicked the tires on J.J. Maybe you would have eventually released him, but that's pretty amazing. Yeah, McLovin.
If it's funny that these older players are going to Arizona and Tampa Bay. It's like a kind of a retirement
move. Yes.
They're snowbirds. I wonder if this trend continues. Like, will Aaron Rodgers go to somewhere warm? After Green Bay, I bet he wants to.
Well, in the offseason, he doesn't live in Green Bay in the offseason. I think he lives in Malibu. Yes, McLovin.
No, it's true. I was just thinking, by the way, about this NFC West.
Yeah.
I think the Niners, we all discounted the Niners. Like, when they have a whole team coming back from injury. I'm not sure Arizona had such an easy assignment next year. You know, they have
a lot of tough games ahead. Yeah, the Niners will be better, but the Niners still have that cloud, that question mark, hanging over them with Jimmy Garoppolo. Even if the story is not true about Teddy Bridgewater, they're interested in Teddy Bridgewater. Like, how there's stories that are always attached to the Niners when it comes to their quarterback. You know, That's not coincidental. I think they're truly exploring how do we upgrade. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, to me, Jimmy Garoppolo, that would be a lateral move. But it's not like you go, boy, San Francisco has never shopped Jimmy Garoppolo or looked for another quarterback. They have. And that's why I don't discount if they looked at Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know. Who would have thought that, you know, the Chiefs would, with Alex Smith, playoff team, and they go, we want Patrick Mahomes. That's an upgrade. And then a year later, Mahomes is starting, throwing 50 touchdowns, and Alex Smith is jettisoned out of there. Here is the team for Alex Smith. You guys want to guess? But Alex Smith is 36. Comeback player of the year, wants to play again. Washington football team is going to say goodbye to him. To me, this is a no-brainer. Paulie?
The Tampa Bay Bucks.
Nope. Todd?
The Miami Dolphins.
Nope. McLovin?
Reunited with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville.
Ding, 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 ding. Get him in there. His college coach. And Trevor Lawrence comes to town, and you say to Alex Smith, this is your role. You can be an assistant coach and my backup quarterback. I need you to help be an offensive coordinator here. This is something that we can do together, and you can help. Now, you're asking Alex Smith to help Colin Kaepernick, help Patrick Mahomes, and now help Trevor Lawrence.
Like Crash Davis.
Yeah, this is the ultimate team player. But Alex Smith reunited with Urban Meyer, played for him at Utah. Absolutely. If he's not going to get a starting job, But if I can put him in a position where he might start out, he might be the starting quarterback to start out the season. Now, I don't know what you do with Gardner Minshew, but you know, maybe have Alex Smith on the roster. Just that guidance, I think, could be really, really beneficial. Yes, Seton.
I'll tell you one thing. For a guy who's sort of bounced from town to town to town helping other people become starting quarterbacks, he's made a fine living for himself.
Yes, he has.
A fine living for
himself.
How
about career salary game?
This is exactly why career salary game was invented.
Because of Alex
people
Smith?
People like Alex Smith, yeah.
And Joe Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to play career salary with Alex Smith. Here's your host, Paulie Pabst.
Wow. Seton had a point. Alex Smith came out of Utah. His base salary was $13 million. His signing bonus was $5 million. So he made about $18 million his first year out of college. He is 16 seasons in. Career salary for Alex Smith. Closest to the hole.
I'm going to say 176.
Anybody want to go closer than that? I'll give you a hint. Dan's in the vicinity.
191.
Ritzy. Well, Fritzy, I'm going to give it to you. 189.7.
Hey, but he went over,
yeah,
Paul.
Over.
He did.
Went over. Yeah, he went over. McLovin, do you want to guess?
Well, he just said it.
I know. I was.
I still may have gotten it wrong.
I was joking.
I can't believe it. I thought it was under. I thought you were over. That's amazing.
He got $40 million in 2018 from the Redskins. $40 million in one season.
That would be the Washington football team, Paul.
Yes, at the time.
No, they were the Redskins at the time.
Technically, I'll lean on that.
All right, let me take a break. We got our play of the day, got a stat of the day coming up. Phone calls as well. We'll check in with the Cardinals coming up next hour. And also, James Harden for MVP? I don't think so. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Jamal Murray has it on the high left side. Gets a pick from Nikola Jokic. Through the window to Joker. Doc! Two hands and a foul as well on Chicago. His 22nd dunk of the year.
It's your play of the day brought to you by Altitude Radio Network. The Joker with a late game dunk gave the Nuggets a 6-point win over the Bulls. He finished with 39-14 and 9 assists. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive. Supplement I take every day, powerful ingredients backed by science. Get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Fritzy's got mock headlines. We'll hold off on those with J.J. Watt. The Pelicans last night scored 129 points, but they do not shoot threes. They shot 11. They made 7. And every team scoring at least 120 points this season attempted at least 19 three-pointers. But they did it last night, Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. They're both slashers. Those two didn't attempt any three-pointers. But New Orleans doing it in a different way. And what you're finding with Zion, and I had this stat for you a couple of days ago. Nobody has been blocked more times, had their shot blocked more times this year than Zion Williamson. But I don't look at that as a negative because he takes it to you. And I think once he gets a little bit more status, he'll get more fouls called. But he takes it to you, and his second jump is so quick. You may block him. He's coming right back at you and right back at you again. And that can be demoralizing. You know, we don't talk about points in the paint that often. It feels like it's a stat that's coming back a little bit more this year. But when you go inside, I know we love the three, you know, that's the home run. But when you have somebody who is inside who keeps coming at you, you know, it's almost like body blows with a fighter. The three-pointer is when you take that wild swing. You may knock somebody out, you may not. But inside, it's just body blows over and over and over. And Utah found out, and Utah's a good defensive team. They don't have an answer for that. You can have an answer for a style. You can have an answer for the Greek freak, like Miami did during the postseason last year. Zion is different because he has this ability to get inside. And once he's inside, he takes advantage. He does damage there. He's just learning how to play. I think we look at guys when they're 20-21 now and go, they're a finished product, or that's who they're going to be. Zion now, as opposed to Zion in 5 years, it could be, you know, markedly different. Brandon Ingram is starting to get a little fuller there. He very, very slight. And, you know, there's obviously a Kevin Durant comparison, which is not fair to Brandon Ingram, but he should view it as a compliment. With his size, his build, mid-range jumper, he's, you know, he gets to the hoop. He's only 23. He's been in the league 5 years. Brandon Ingram has a chance to be a great player. But I look at the rest of the roster, and that's where I have some real questions with this Pelicans team. Ingram and Zion, great. But what else do you have there? What else can you count on there? The style that they play. Because they're an average team right now. And Lonzo Ball put up some good numbers. I need him to be great. I need him to be like his brother. And I never thought I'd be saying that, but he needs to be like LaMelo. And if he can, then okay. Now you got a pretty decent team here. Or at least the start of something where you have a young nucleus there. But Zion, Brandon Ingram, they were quite a team last night. Very formidable inside against the Utah Jazz. Yeah, Paulie?
LaMelo is making people watch that team. And it's been a long time since anyone's watched Charlotte nationally.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you will tune in, you'll stay a few minutes. You know, you may not watch 2 hours, but you'll watch 15 minutes. And a year ago, you wouldn't even pause on that team.
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, it's Gordon Hayward is playing okay when he's not banged up. But they have, you know, Rozier's played well. But I need Lonzo to be more like LaMelo. I mean, LaMelo went for 30-8 last night. He's a real deal. I mentioned a couple things. Tua Tagovailoa, he was talking about his teammate Mac Jones. And Mac Jones was one of those guys that when the season ended and the scouts were looking at Mac Jones, at least with my source, they weren't quite sure, because scouts have been fooled by these quarterbacks who play on talented teams that just about every game they go out there, they're a better team. And Mac Jones is the latest quarterback. Wasn't highly recruited. He was going to go to Kentucky. Went to Alabama. Backup quarterback there with Tua. And then all of a sudden steps in and he completes 70% of his passes. Makes all the right throws. But he's also throwing to guys who were going to be first-round draft picks. Or a running back who's going to be a first-round draft pick. Or offensive lineman, first-round draft picks. This goes back to what I said about Dwayne Haskins. When I watched him play in person against Michigan, I thought, this isn't, like, I don't know any more about him watching him in person, because I thought that his receivers were so much better than Michigan's defensive backs that it was so easy. He had a good running back, good offensive line, really good defense, and I couldn't tell Dwayne Haskins if he had really separated himself as something special. And I still don't know that. And we may not know that until Pittsburgh gives him a shot. But is Mac Jones going to suffer from that? Last I heard, he's a top 10 pick. Pretty crazy. James Harden MVP. I'll have that conversation with myself coming up. And we'll check in with the Cardinals back after this. One more item as we close out first hour, and it's rockauto.com. This was a family business. It founded by automotive engineers in 1999, and rockauto.com, two goals in mind. First, giving you direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, they just want to make the prices affordable, reliably low prices. And Rock Auto's, you know, cutting out the middleman. You go right to them. They have the correct parts for vehicles of all ages. A vehicle that turns the engine off at every stoplight, or the battery installed in the trunk needs a modern AGM battery. They've thought of everything for you. Yes, even car batteries delivered right to your door. You don't waste time and money looking for these parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. So you go to rockauto.com. Make sure you tell them we sent you. There'll be a how did you hear about us box. Just write in Dan Patrick so they know we sent you and they'll take care of you. All the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com.